Penguin Random House Audio presents Positive Discipline for Teenagers, Revised 3rd Edition. Empowering Your Teens and Yourself Through Kind and Firm Parenting by Jane Nelson and Lynn Lott. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Note to listeners, this program includes a downloadable PDF of charts from the book. To parents and teens, to help them make the transition from childhood to adulthood joyful and empowering. Introduction. Remember when your teen was a baby, just learning to walk? What a milestone! You didn't want to miss any of it, and you were very supportive and encouraging. You would take her little hands in yours and start walking along with her. But you knew you had to let go in order for her to walk by herself. You also knew she might fall when you let go, but you had faith that this was just part of the process. So you let go, and she took a few wobbly steps and fell. What did you do? You probably encouraged. Look what you did. You took a few steps. You can do it. Let's try again. You were both having a great time. When she got tired of the game and didn't want to practice walking anymore, you backed off and waited a while. You had faith that she would master walking in time. Meanwhile, you prepared her environment. You childproofed your home. You covered sharp corners and removed breakable objects that could hurt your child. You created a safe space in which she could expand her skills. We call this bridge building, and you are the bridge builder. When your children are small and helpless, you build bridges that have sides close together, so your children have safety with room to move about, experiment, learn, and grow. As your children get older and more skilled, you move the sides of their bridges farther apart so they have more room to move about freely while continuing to be safe. Now you have a teen who is learning to be an adult. Where are the sides of the bridge today? Are you closing them in because of your fears? Are you expanding them to support his process? Do you know you have to let go before he can master adulthood? Do you know that when you do let go, he will stumble and fall? When he falls or makes a mistake, do you understand that this is just part of the growing process? Didn't you stumble and fall and make mistakes? Do you encourage and cheer and show your faith in him to make it? Adolescence is an important part of the growing up process. During this time, teens try to find out who they are and separate from their parents. Brain research confirms this, explaining that the adolescent brain casts the teens less as a rough draft than as an exquisitely sensitive, highly adaptable creature wired almost perfectly for the job of moving from the safety of home into the complicated world outside. The problem is that most parents use many parenting tools during this time that make situations worse instead of better, even to the point of impeding and stopping the teen brain from doing its job. This book will help you educate, challenge, and support teens in an atmosphere of mutual respect that affirms your self-worth as well as the self-worth of your children. This book will give you tools to help your teens become the highly functional, adaptive adults they can be. An added bonus is that you'll learn to explore your own unresolved teen issues and move yourself forward, too. Every chapter in this book has such important information that it was difficult to decide which chapters should be at the beginning. We thought all of them warranted at least first or second status. Therefore, listen to the chapters in any order that appeals to you, because all of them will help you retrain yourself so you can parent your teen more effectively. This book is about kind, firm, and encouraging parenting. We know that going through the teen years can be like going through a war zone for both you and your teens. Kindness and firmness can fall away and be replaced by less encouraging parenting methods. It is easy to lose your sense of awe, along with your sense of humor. Remember how cute and adorable you thought your teen was when he stumbled as a baby? And now you may look at your teen and ask yourself, "What have I created? Who is this person? How did this happen? What do I do now?" Many people will tell you that control, through punishment and rewards, is just what your teen needs. Although control sometimes provides the illusion of success on a short-term basis, children who are raised with choices, responsibility, and accountability are more likely to develop the social and life skills that will serve them well throughout their lives. This book will help you find answers and principles that work, instead of throwing in the towel or giving up on your child or yourself. Working with your teenager can become an opportunity to learn or relearn the meaning of mutual respect. When you learn to parent with kindness and firmness instead of control, you'll discover what a fascinating individual your teen is. If you have parented your children with an iron fist up to this point, your teens will love you for giving them more room. However, they may misunderstand what having more freedom and choices truly means. In that case, it will be up to you to help them learn the responsibility that goes with choices. Giving up control is not about permissiveness. It is about respectfully sharing control. This book will show you many ways to get that message across successfully. If you have spoiled and overprotected your children, your teens won't be thrilled to start taking more responsibility. They may be used to you doing everything for them. They may think that responsibility is your job. They may be unskilled and lazy, and maybe even a little bit afraid. What if they really can't do what is needed? What if they look stupid trying? What if it is stressful taking on more? Be prepared when your teens try to convince you that it is your job as the parent to continue doing for them what they could learn to do for themselves. Be ready for anger at you as you hold them accountable for their behavior. Once they finish their temper tantrums, you will be pleased at how easily they take to being more responsible, and they will like their new feelings of capability and competence. Your job is to prepare your teens for life. Perhaps you wish you had started when they were younger. That would have been nice. But if you didn't, it is time to start now. Remember to take small steps and work on your new skills one at a time until you feel more comfortable with them. You'll find parenting so much easier when you do this. It is possible to keep the joy in parenting teens. Chapter 1. How do you know when your child becomes a teen? When your child no longer thinks you hang the stars. When Sally became a teenager, her mother thought Sally had become a different person. She dressed differently, had different friends, became a rock fan, and started playing the guitar. Underneath, she was still Sally, but now she had taken on a new role, Sally the rocker. A friend asked Sally's mother, "When Sally was little, was she interested in superheroes? Did she ask you to sew a W on her leotard so she could pretend to be Wonder Woman? Did you think it was cute?" Mom smiled as she remembered how cute she thought Sally was at this stage of her life. Her friend continued, "Could you think of her that way now? Imagine that she's put on the suit of a rocker, That's what is going
Sample complete. Ready to continue?